The Osgood Files, sponsored by Sage North America. Make your business smarter and your life easier with software and other services from Sage. Get in the know at sagebusinessknows.com. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. How pleasant is the oceanside to close your eyes and hear the tide until stuff you thought was out of reach comes back to haunt your favorite beach. It piles up, and soon enough, you've got yourself
a ton of stuff.
The story of a woman who decided to do something about it. After this from Charlie. Sarah Bayless is a writer who got tired of seeing all that trash wash up on the beach.
Fast food wrappers, candy wrappers, cigarette butts, single-use plastic bags.
So being a writer, she decided it was time to write about it.
And came up with the idea to do the blog, The Daily Ocean.
She chose a small stretch of Santa Monica Beach and decided that for 365 days, she would spend 20 minutes a day picking up trash, photographing it, weighing it, and then posting all the information on a blog she calls The Daily Ocean.
So the first piece of trash that I'm finding here today is a plastic water bottle.
She finds sunglasses, children's toys, crushed cigarette packs, and after 207 beach patrols on her 200-yard stretch of beach, she's collected close to 800 pounds of garbage. But the bigger story is that her blog has inspired others to do the same thing. People like Heather.
She's raised awareness to the point where people all over the country are now doing similar things where they're going out for 20 minutes and cleaning up their neighborhoods, their beaches.
Sarah says she's even heard from people in other countries.
I've gotten contacts from Germany and, people who've gone out and done daily ocean cleanups in Florida when they're on vacation.
Not bad. Now, if she could only get through to the slobs who toss all that stuff in the first place. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Monday, August 1st, 2011.